down to the nitty-gritty. How do you make it work? How do you get your kids to quit being frustrated, either crying or refusing, depending on their personality? The kids that cry generally are kids that want to please, and the kids that refuse don't really care if they please you or not. They don't want to look foolish. So you've got to get around that. And how do you do it? How do you put it all together? How do you get your curriculum organized in a way that actually helps your kids learn? Well, the first thing you need to know are just some very basic rules about teaching. I'm only going to go over a few. There are a number of them in Teaching Tips and Techniques. I wrote this primarily as an answer to a lot of the same questions I kept getting all the time. And I tried to write it in a sort of reference format so you can just flip through, find your topic or your question, and see an answer. The first thing you have to do is release yourself from your preconceived ideas of teaching and traditions. We tend to do what we've experienced, even if we've read some model or some suggestion that tells us something else works better, because we're used to it. So unless you had really exceptional teachers and a unique school experience, you've got to start by forgetting the way you were taught for the most part and not trying to imitate those things. So those little voices start saying to you, yeah, but this isn't the way you were taught. This doesn't feel like school. This is too much fun. You know, you don't feel guilty. Because teaching doesn't have to be you up there with a sour face looking at the kids and saying, do it.